Good evening, everybody. It's a joy to be with all of us here today to pray together and to encourage one another and to share with one another. And because of time constraint, I promise Brother Joel that I'll keep it short because we have a medical mission trip report later. So I'll just focus on one verse, which is the first one, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, as I was preparing the thoughts on what to share on the prayer meeting and how I may encourage through the word of God, this was the first phrase that came to mind. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And we remember this is a very wonderful promise from God. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But this is not the full verse of the Bible. The full verse of that particular Hebrews 13:5. It is the ending part of the verse. To have the full verse, it will look like this. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So the author of this verse is writing about being covetous, meaning that we want more for ourselves, wanting things that others that seem to have and that we do not have. And so the authors add on to say, be content with what you have. Don't get all upset about it. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, what a wonderful reminder from God, a very practical reminder, which certainly brings to memory in our daily conversations, which even I'm guilty of. How often have we desired something which someone else's have, which we do not have? Now, covet is an extremely strong word to use, a strong desire that occupy our thoughts, occupy our day and night, and for some, maybe they can't sleep over it too. So, it was interesting as I prayed, how can I share this to be encouragement to the listeners? And the first phrase that came to mind was, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And especially in these uncertain times when there are many, you know, for those of us who are working, retrenchment, and for some perhaps been asked to retire, for others loss of job, and for some folks, they could be happy because they volunteer for retrenchment. And then for those that are left behind, will probably say, ayo, these people are so fortunate, they can get compensation for this, for that, but the rest of us are now working overtime to cover their work. I wish I could get it too, can relax. Yes, and such conversations circle around our place of work daily. And maybe in a non-working sense, how come someone else can be healthier than me? Or why that person's children are better than mine? And why the person this, and why the person that, and why the list goes on. And did you realize, interestingly, when we start such a conversation, it has a cascading effect, encouraging more to join in. And yet sometimes we feel just so helpless, so lost, and so alone. And so the sense of the word covered is not just limited to adults. It's also sometimes associated with our younger folks too, who shared, right, who desire what others have. In other words, we are always tempted. We're always tempted and envious of what other people have. And perhaps that is just our human nature. But here's the wonderful promise from God. Whatever the covetous thought or desiring ideas that we may have, God promises us, be content. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And it is very interesting that he says, be content. Then God tell us he will never leave you nor forsake you. When we are discontented and dissatisfied, one of the first thoughts that usually comes to mind is that God has abandoned us and that he does not care about us and that he has not blessed us. But Paul says, don't think that way. Don't think that way. Be content with where you are because God has not left us. And we know that he promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And we are exactly at where God wants us to be. So we have no reason to be discontented. God has placed us in the body, in the place, in the location, in the situation where it pleases God. And that should be enough for us. And sometimes, of course, you say, hey Ben, it's easier to say than done, especially when we're going through extreme challenges. Perhaps some may go through pain, Some may go through suffering. Some may go through complications. Yes, God cares for us. God knows what we are going through. Again, he promises us, I will never leave you nor forsake us. And God promises us to rather put the focus instead from ourselves or instead to others, but rather towards God, to thank God that for whatsoever situation that I am in, God is there for us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. And this promise encourages us that rather than coveting what others may have, the promise encourages us to be thankful for what we do have and hopeful for what we will one day obtain from God, the author and finisher of our faith. And this, our God, knows what is the best for us. So I pray this wonderful promise from Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I pray this encouragement can be an encouragement to all of us. And interestingly, if you count the word, I will never leave thee, 5 words, nor forsake thee, 3 words, 5 plus 3 is 8. And in Chinese, this 8 is Wu, or blessings. So I pray, may these 8 words of God, I will never leave you nor forsake you, be a wonderful blessing to us that will draw us closer to God each day as we give thanks and meditate on God's faithfulness. Let's pray. Oh God, Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and grateful to you that your wonderful promise towards us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us in whatever situation that we are in. And you are the reliable God, the faithful God, the God that never changed, the God that never fails on his promise. And we know that we can put our trust in you in whatever situation, whatever condition, whatever challenges that we are in. Lord, we claim your promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that we can turn our thoughts towards you. So help us, Lord, to rest our concerns and cares in you, for you have promised us you will never leave us nor forsake us, and you're always with us. So we give thanks and praise and all glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.